What are your personal concerns about this?
I mean, obviously, I want to make sure that I keep myself healthy as well, but I don't know. I haven't thought about that a ton. I just feel like as long as they have the proper masks and gowns and things, which I know are in short supply, I feel like an obligation to help, you know? Like, it's one of the qualified people, and not everyone can do that, and there's a lot of people in need, so hopefully I'll be able to at least help in some capacity.
You're going to go to Mount Sinai, correct?
That's correct, yeah. I took an assignment doing COVID patients. I start there next week. I'm not sure which Sinai facility I'll be at yet. They haven't told me. I think they sort of assess the need more like last minute. So they have a few different places I could be, but I'll be doing that, which will be more, like I was saying earlier, a little bit more like ICU, only this, I have more skill now in terms of like my training, so I'll be doing more things like intubating patients and that sort of thing. At least that's my impression. They, you know, they, it's sort of wide open. I think they're kind of taking it as it comes in terms of what they need.
What are you anticipating?
Oh, gosh. It's going to be... So normally my job is like the patients I take care of are obviously in a very like vulnerable setting because they're under anesthesia for surgery, but it's also short-lived, right? Like, so my interaction with one particular person, first of all, it's one person at a time, obviously. I can't take care of two people at the same time. And it's maybe for half an hour or 3 hours or 4 hours, and that's it. And then they're on their way. And this will be more like, I mean, these people are going to be there for a long time. I'm anticipating managing multiple patients at once. So I don't know. I guess we'll kind of see how they use me. I'm not sure.
Do you anticipate, how long are you going to be in Manhattan?
It's a 30-day commitment initially, and then I guess I'll reassess and see. But I think I'm going to be working like pretty long hours. I think they have a lot of needs, so I'll be working 12-hour shifts, and I imagine I will be overnight, but I don't know. It could either be 7A to 7P or the opposite of that. I'm not sure which.
Do they arrange housing for you?
For this one, they do, yeah. Some assignments do, some assignments don't. And in this particular case, I'll be staying at like a hotel, like an extended stay hotel.
Would you think about coming back here and doing it here?
Yeah, if they had the same kind of opportunity come up, then yeah, I would absolutely consider that. I've actually had a recruiter reach out to gauge interest, and I said I would be interested, so I haven't heard anything since then, so we'll see.
Have any of your colleagues, like, sat around talking, like, do you believe this? Is this, you know, I've never seen anything like this?
A little bit. It's funny because I've not really had any interaction with people in my profession other than via, like, text since this has happened, so I know that here they're, like, sort of reallocating some of the CRNAs into the ICU, sort of like what I'm going to be doing in New York. Beyond that, I think people are just like, it's so much uncertainty, and it's an unprecedented time, that's for sure.
Thank you, Nate.
You're welcome, Eileen. My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.